And if you want to get a really new situation, then you go, and I'm going to learn how to get out of the way so that the loving part of me can create a new perception and a new situation. Notice I didn't say, and now I'm getting ready to make up again the thing that's going to give me the cool situation. Follow that? Most people, they get to the point that they're willing to admit that they made the reality that they're in, but they're still unwilling to allow the part of them that believes they're innocent and that loves them to create the next situation. They'll go back to that same mind that doesn't know what's going on to try to make up their next dream of what should happen. And that just repeats the same thing all over again. What I want to do now is I'm going to admit that I'm the one who made the situation that I'm in right now, and I'm going to also admit that what I want more than anything in any situation, in every situation in my life right now, is I want complete fulfillment, which is peace, in this situation. In other words, I'm going to go from asking for the form of what I think should be happening to asking for the content of what I want to happen. And that's a true consciousness shift. I thought chocolate cake was going to make me happy. Chocolate cake did not make me happy. I got enormous indigestion from eating that whole cake. So I will admit I'm the one who chose that. Okay? I'm taking responsibility. Okay, here's the error. Well, now what I need is a pineapple cake. So now I'm going out here to get it. See, that's what we do. We might get to the point where we say, I'm responsible for what I'm experiencing, but the error of the course that we make is we turn around and we come up again with our idea of what we think is going to make us happy rather than asking spirit, what do you think? Give me a clue. Show me the direction I should be going in. Allow me to receive what you will. Because I don't know. But if you can't do that, if you're a person that you just can't choose for content in your life, which is the thing that really matters, is whether there's love coming to you, no matter what the form, and you still insist that you got to have that thing before you can be happy, then ask for the thing and then tell yourself that if I make no decisions by myself, then this is the day that will be given me. So if you're a person that's got to have things, and that's not a condemnation, that's cool. Say, I want this thing, but I will make no decision about having this thing without my higher self, without praying, without going within, without choosing for peace. Or if you really want to get it to what you want really fast, then more and more on the spiritual path, you cultivate the attitude of decide for me higher self, decide for me universe, decide for me God, whatever word works for you. Because you want the part of you that already knows how you can have everything you want to be in charge of you receiving it. Because the part of you that's trying to figure it out is obviously the part of you that doesn't know how to get it. Does that make sense? Yeah, it makes too much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm the one that's going, I would like to have $100,000 a year income. Now let me figure out how I can make $100,000 a year income. See, who's trying to figure it out? The part of me that doesn't know how in the heck how to really have $100,000 a year income. Which, by the way, is the self that put me in the situation where I need some money right now. The same one that's making up the plan is the same one that put you in the bankruptcy. It's the same person. Okay? And so what we're learning how to do now is we're learning how to get out of the way so that our natural abundance can come to us in the way that is easiest for us to come to us the quickest. And the course teaches you how to get states of mind that will allow you to get out of the way of your own good, because that's all you deserve is your good. Period. So today, make a decision that you are entitled to states of abundance and completion. I don't know how it's going to come, but the first thing I need to do is admit that I am entitled to abundance, to love, because of who I am, because of what created me, because of where I came from. I am entitled to love. I am entitled to abundance. Make the choice. Make the commitment first, is what the spirit tells us. You make the commitment first, and then the way will come. You don't go, when the way gets clear, then I'll make the commitment. No, it's I make the commitment to have peace and love and to be treated with respect and integrity and enlightened joy and happiness. I'm deciding that's all I deserve. That's all I'm going to accept. I'm taking a stand. I'm making a commitment to my peace today. And out of that commitment will come all of the help of the universe to help you achieve that goal. But you have to make the commitment without necessarily knowing how it's going to manifest. Put on the wall somewhere, how is none of my business, but when is. When is your business? We do it backwards. We go, let me figure out how to do it, and I don't know when it's gonna happen. Spirit is saying, no, you flip it. You go, I don't know exactly how it's going to happen, but when is now. I'm deciding for my peace now. I'm deciding for love and freedom in my life now. I'm making a decision. So if you walk out here today and you can even just a little bit make that much of a commitment to yourself, you would have set into motion forces far beyond your belief. And that's what you deserve. Love that's far beyond your belief. Thanks for listening to this much, Holy Spirit. Y'all awesome. That's what I want. See, I'm giving what I want too. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm telling you. It's like, I'm telling you, you know, we all equal. We're all the same. I'm working on my lessons just like you're working on your lessons. Please don't make me different. The difference is I may be a little bit more practiced at watching the parade rather than grabbing the major in. And you still might be at that point where every time you have a negative thought, you grab it. And every time you have a fear, you hang on to it. And every time you have a jealousy, you condemn yourself. See, all those things are you grabbing that thought instead of going, I have a jealous thought. Boy, I really feel jealous. I feel jealous. It's not the same as saying, I am jealous. It's two different things. You are love. You are free, but you feel jealous. You think jealous. See the difference? So if you would just feel the feeling, keep focusing on the truth, the feeling would pass. If you repress it, pretend you don't have it, you keep it. But if you look at it and go, you know, tonight at the party when I saw you over there, I really felt jealous. I made myself feel jealous. I don't want to feel jealous. You know, how can you help me see it another way? See the difference? I'm not in repression because I'm trying to be spiritual. you know what I'm talking about, right? Trying to be spiritual, so you're about to blow a gasket and you're smiling. That's when the people be on top of them roofs shooting folk and stuff, like people like that. Right? I'm telling you, it's the repressed people that's the dangerous people. And if you're sweeping your feelings under the rug all the time, trying to pretend you don't feel it because you're trying to be spiritual, you're setting up a dangerous psychic situation for yourself. What you need is to be around somebody that you can say the most dastardly thoughts in peace. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those people in your life, you can say exactly how you feel. Thank you for sharing money with me. I teach full-time, earn a living through teaching the course, and I really appreciate your sharing. I really appreciate your sharing. Unity Temple does. Thank you for feeling like you receive something equally valued, that it's not charity. You're not going into your wallet giving Earl charity. Okay? You're giving to yourself. You're giving to yourself. And I'm giving to myself. And Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, we have a prosperity class here at 7 o'clock. Not this week, but normally on Wednesday nights, except for this Wednesday. So please come back. I got the next class on Wednesday noon, and then Thursday at 7. So I'm going to pass this. Thank you, Spirit, for blessing all of us.